We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the show. For those of you who haven't heard the programme before, perhaps I can give you a hint as to how to get the most out of the next half hour. Radio 3 is on 247 meters. For the rest of you, our teams are Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. And Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left. I don't have to remind you that if you're sitting with your back to the set, it's the other way around. Let's go straight now to the ad-lib poem. I'm going to give the teams the first line of a poem, and they continue until I buzz them and the next person continues. We're going to start with you, Graham Garden, and here's your first line. Lawson's in the counting house, counting out our money.
Lawson's in the counting house, counting out our money. Tebbit's in the pantry, pinching all our honey. That was a terrific start, wasn't it? All the politicians are coming out to play.
I hear Sir Geoffrey Howe is in the family way.
How would you know?
Very, very good, Willie, but out of turn.
Out of order.
So, would you like to pass...
You can say that if you like.
Yeah, yeah. Pass it over.
I hear Sir Geoffrey Howe is in the family way.
Oh, brilliant.
That's a good one. Well, as I said it.
Maggie's in the garden hanging out the clothes.
Oh, clothes.
Dennis is in his study, sticking rhubarb up his nose. Quentin's.
Quentin? You're giving your age away.
We have three of those in the cellar.
In the cellar?
Oh! Drinking casks of wine.
I was going to mention Selwyn Gummer, because he's a friend of mine. John Selwyn Gummer, there's a name. I just love the ring. It has a pleasing note to it. Makes me want to sing. John Selwyn Gummer is a name that I love, warm and dear.
What a pity Cecil Parkinson wasn't a trifle queer.
That brings that one to a fine artistic conclusion. It means we've got time to do another one. So we'll start with you. You look eager to get off the mark, Tim. So we'll start with you. I left my heart in Benidorm. I left it on the beach.
I left it there. I pulled it out. And then I let out a screech. Thank you. Heart surgery is the name of the game. I heard a sailor cry.
Yes, Barry.
So off I rushed to the hospital, which chanced to be nearby.
Oh, yes.
A Spanish doctor spoke to me, and then he laid me down.
Not a moment too soon.
He then cut off my ears, which really made me frown, and threw them into a passing crowd, just like the matador.
But I was earless. And I thought, now, what are my ears for? Without my ears, I cannot see.
Pardon?
Wait.
Oh, sorry. Without my ears, I cannot see. My hat is such a size, without my ears to keep it up, it falls down over my eyes.
Well, Graham Garden finishes that one off and earns marks in the process. Go on now to the point where I flick through the yellow pages and I ask the teams to stop me and choose a trade. And then at the end of the programme, I'll be asking the teams for appropriate names for members of that trade at their annual ball. So will you stop me now, teams? Tim, you stop me.
Stop.
Right. Well, you can either have self-drive hire, or you can have sewing, cotton, silk and thread manufacturers.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can have security services. Let's have security services, Ball.
No, that's not give you self-drive. Scope. Ball
no,
or Yellow Pages?
I've chosen security services for you, and that's the one you'll be thinking about for the rest of the program when you're not thinking about this next round, which is the round called Excuses, and it's based on the game so popular with married couples, Where the Hell Have You Been? It's Gone Midnight. Someone I'm about to nominate will ask a searching question, and the next person will make an excuse, and the next will foil that excuse, and so on until I press the button or murder is committed. And we start with you, Graham Gardens.
Right. It's J'accuse.
You aim well.
J'accuse?
Why have you shot my budgie?
Because he kept calling me a pretty boy. Then.
But you are a pretty boy.
Oh.
Then.
I don't want any number of budgerigars knowing that.
But why did you have to shoot him?
Because he was too small for my electric chair.
Why didn't you let the vet put him down?
Well, somebody had to hold him still while I shot him.
But did you have to shoot the vet as well?
Of course, it was a double-barrel shotgun.
I draw it.
Very good, Tim. Excellent. Tim gets a mark there. And we start this next one with Willie Rushton.
Why have you put a ferret down my trouser?
Good question. To flush out the hairs.
They're not really hairs, they're rabbits.
All right, that's not really a ferret.
What is it then?
Believe it or not, it's John Selwyn Gummer.
What is he doing down there? I wish I hadn't asked. What is he doing down there?
He's chairman of the Conservative Party. Just found a member of the National Front.
Never mind all
down
that.
Down the trousers. Oh, sorry.
Why have you stolen my truss?
He said feelingly.
Oh, so you did.
I didn't think you'd mind my borrowing it while you popped out for a minute.
Fine, let's hurry along to the next round, which is the singing relay.
Oh.
And this week we're playing a more complex version of it. The two teams will now attempt to sing together. In other words, they all go around one after the other instead of in separate teams. They're going to sing a song with each member taking a word in turn. And the song that you're going to do, teams, is Do Re Mi from Sound of Music. And we'll start... Oh, excuse me, miss. You're disqualified for interrupting the chair. We're starting with you, Graham.
Right. The normal order after that, is it?
It's the normal order.
As opposed to yours, huh?
Do.
Dear.
Female.
Dear.
Ray.
Drop.
Of.
Golden.
Sun.
Me. Name
I call
myself
for
a long,
long
way
to
run.
So
a
needle
pulling
thread,
love
a note
to
follow.
So
tea
a
drink
with
jam
and
bread
that.
Well,
bring
us
back
to
do.
Oh,
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 oh.
So much for the practice round. And now, Colin, if you'll lead this one a little bit faster than that, please. We'll do it again faster, teams.
Okay. Ready?
Dear
female.
Dear.
Ray.
Up drop sun.
With me.
Up. Myself.
Bar.
Up long to run.
Canto.
Pulling. Red.
La.
Note.
So.
Tea.
Drink.
Wait.
Damn!
And
friend,
stand the first shot, will
bring us back to
do.
Oh,
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 no,
oh.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. It's got rid there. Oh!
That was slow.
That was slow.
Right. We're going to play the game called Suitcase. For reasons that are too complicated to go into, the teams have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter that I shall give them. The other team can challenge if they think that any of the objects will have difficulty fitting into a suitcase. The packing team will then provide suitable far-fetched explanations as to how they intend to cram them in. What fun this will be. Now, Tim and Willie, you're going to start packing your suitcase with the letter B.
A border.
Challenge from Barry Crown.
Specify.
Border terrier.
Yes, that's okay. That's
okay. Yes.
A basilisk.
Two basilisks.
A bison.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
A wash bison?
No, a hand bison.
Fair enough.
Beautiful, bouncing...
brunette. Protect.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
Specify.
Well, I've got to blow her up.
You mean you want me to blow her up now? For that reason, we're taking bicycle pump.
You've got a little space left in your suitcase.
Right, in that case, I will put in a bordello.
A successful challenge there. You cheated, Tim, so you're disqualified. Barry and Graham, it's your turn to pack your suitcase now with the letter Y. Try and be quicker.
Why? No, that's sorry.
Silly question.
It was why. Why?
A yachting cap.
Challenge from Tim.
They haven't opened the case yet.
Comes up on Thursday.
All right.
Click, click. A yachting cap.
Yale lock, as on the case.
Yale University.
Including the students?
Yes.
Extraordinary. I think that's too big.
Well, there can't be that many students at a locksmith's university, surely. I mean.
The audience seem to think you should get away with that, Graham, so carry on.
I think they just thought I should get away. Barry.
That's B. Oh, sorry.
Barry backwards.
Yeah,
challenge.
I don't think you can get him in backwards. You can get him in
a Yakutsi, which is the correct spelling.
Of what?
Chumley.
Yellow pages.
Hey, good. Oh, it's me.
So it is. Trick of the light. Britt Eklund comes revenge.
Not for the first time. Why?
Why not, we say. Full circle.
Come on, Barry.
Yangtze River, Polaroid of.
All right.
Grandma.
Oh, a Yamaha mouth organ.
See, it's totally reasonable to name.
Challenge from Tim.
If he's going to get free advertising, a Yamaha motorbike.
You're packing the wrong case and you're disqualified, Tim. Tim Buchtel has the unique distinction of having been disqualified twice in the same game. As we go on to the game called Translations, This is an educational round now. I'm going to give each team member an obscure foreign phrase and ask him to translate it and give its derivation. 2 points for each correct answer and 10 points for each wrong one. Graham Garden, we're going to start with you. And just let me polish up my impeccable accent. L'après midi d'un faune.
L'après midi d'un faune. That means cheap rate, doesn't it?
Excellent, yes. Tim.
Whoa.
Something from the Latin for you. Vini, vidi, vici.
Vini. Vini, I came. Vici, Vicky. I came to see Vicky. Vidi?
Unfortunately, she was suffering from a social disease.
For which you get disqualified. As we go on to Barry Crime, Ma Petite Chose.
My flies are open.
You said it, not me, and you get 10 points for it. Right, Willie Rushton, finally. Fête vos jeux.
Fête vos jerks. Go 3 rounds of the Green Goddess. Or go blind slowly.
Well, amazingly, Tim Brooke-Taylor wins that one.
Thanks.
And we go on to another new game. This is called Lyric Chit Chat. The game is set in a pub and concerns that moment when you're accosted by a strange bore who insists on engaging you in conversation. Each team member will take it in turns to be the bore, and his conversation will consist of lines from a particular song. The other team member then has to try and fill in the other side of the conversation with appropriate replies. Have you got that quite clear?
Sorry, Hunt, I wasn't listening.
No.
Barry, you understood it, so will you start? You can be the first bore.
Oh, yes, right. I want to hold your hand.
Ah.
What?
And when I touch you...
Good heavens, is it that late?
I feel happy inside.
Oh, lucky happy.
Well, that was excellent.
You think Tim should be disqualified?
No.
What does the audience think?
Yes. Thanks. Oh, they do.
Been disqualified again.
Been disqualified again, yes. Or as an alternative, you can start the next round.
Right.
You are the bore.
Yes. How are things in Glockamora?
Yes. Haven't been there for a year or two.
Been some time since we were there.
Yes, yes.
Is that little brook still leaping there?
As far as I remember, yes.
Any relation of yours, isn't it, little brook?
Does it run down to Donny Cove?
Well, only on alternate days during the week.
Through Killy Beggs?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Kilkerry and Kildare?
When they're there, yes.
Yes.
How are things in Glockamulla?
You asked us that.
Yes, you said remember.
Is that willow tree still weeping there?
That's as far as I know, yes.
Not boring, you know.
Boring me, you know.
Disqualify him.
I'll ask each.
Do you want to go on? Because I'd rather you stopped. Right.
How are things in Glockamulla?
Okay, Graham, will you start with your lyric?
Right. I talk to the trees.
Helps them grow, does it? That's what I hear. Yes. Okay. Chat them away and up they go.
But they don't listen to me.
You've probably bored the buggers to death.
I have a feeling you cleaned that up.
I talk to the stars.
Stars, eh? Burt Reynolds, Clint Eastwood, myself, that sort of...
Colliba.
Yes, Colliba.
But they never hear me.
Pardon?
Excellent.
Don't disqualify.
The audience has gone on strike. I thought that was worth an absolute roar of applause. But obviously you didn't. Willie Rushton.
How are things in Glockham? Your friend's
no,
just left.
My twin Bob.
No regrets. I've had a few.
Yes, we can see that.
Yes, well, you'll be but all right. But then again, too few to mention.
Oh, well, no, we'll walk you around the block.
No, I did what I had to do.
Oh, yes, we saw you.
We saw it.
And saw it through, without exemption.
Yes.
I planned each charted course.
Well, make your way to the bar, then.
Each careful step along the byway, and more.
More?
Much more than this.
Yes.
I did it my way.
Barmaid of cloth.
Yes, there were times.
It's nearly
I'm
time.
I'm sure now. You knew when I bit off more than I could chew.
Yes, he's in the cottage hospital now.
We're into that dangerous area again. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up. And spit it out. Sorry, I thought...
If you hadn't said that, Willie, I would have called you.
Last orders, please.
I thought that was me. It was the buzzer.
Yes, it meant that you're disqualified.
Oh, good.
And we go on now to play another round of that popular game, Mornington Crescent. As aficionados of Mornington Crescent will know, this game has played an important role in psychoanalysis. Indeed, Sigmund Freud used Mornington Crescent as an alternative to word associations. So now, as we play Mornington Crescent this week, see what conclusions you can draw about the participants from their answers. See what subconscious obsessions they reveal. Straight rules this time, teams, and we'll start with you, Graham.
Oh. Cock Fosters.
Next patient.
Bulls Pond Road.
Hampton Wick.
Great Titfield Street.
Clapham Common.
Turnham Green.
Parsons Green.
Virginia Water.
Staines High Street.
Morning's shock headline, doesn't it?
Morning's and Crescent.
Oh.
Yes,
also. Oh. While you were all laughing and joking, Tim creeps up there and wins the game.
But he's disqualified, isn't he?
No, not this time. Everybody else is, funnily enough, this time. But not Tim. Now, with Tim the winner of that one, we go on to the point where I ask the teams for their late arrivals at the annual ball. And remember, it was the Security Services annual ball.
This will be a bit of fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
There's Paddy Locke. First one in, first one out.
Chapman,
ineffective lock, sorry.
Chapman Pincher's brother, Doberman. I'm going home now.
From France, please will you welcome. Actually, he's moved to Germany. Monsieur Le Proof moved to Germany, where he's now become a burger, now known as a burger Le Proof.
With his friends Helmut Kohl, that's security, isn't it? And Hans Zupp. And Helmut.
And Hans Kopf.
Well, possibly, yes.
Yeah.
And moving into the world of espionage and such like, were there those two cousins, Emma 5 and Emma 6?
He's nodding, listeners, he's nodding.
And will you welcome, please? Lord... Oh, no, I'll do this in a Cockney accent, because then it will work. Will you welcome, please, Lord Tector and Lie Detector?
That was Japanese.
Definitely.
All the way from Holland, Hertz van Rentel. Again.
What's that got to do with security?
Well, they hired a van. There was a rush on.
Here's the Search family, the musical family of the Searches. The son, conductor. Conductor Search.
Very good.
Well, it's security. It's very funny, too.
Okay. Those two security close friends and partners, Ivor Kosh Down My Trousers, and Hugh Could Have Fooled Me.
And you're disqualified.
Security with a song, Banana Armour Plating.
Oh! With the Searches.
Oh, there's Ivor Goldbrick and his bull, Ian.
Mr. and Mrs. out for the burglars, and their daughter, Alison, out for burglars, with her incredible combinations.
On which low note, ladies and gentlemen, we've come very nearly to the end of tonight's programme. So it only remains for me to say, on behalf of the teams and myself, good night.
Good night.
Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.